From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump said Sunday that he, quote, strongly pressed Russian President Vladimir Putin twice about whether Russia interfered in last year's U.S. presidential election. The two spoke in Germany at the recently concluded G20 summit. Mr. Trump said Putin vehemently denied the allegations, and so it's time to move on. Trump's comments came in a series of Twitter messages. During his first official visit to Kiev on Sunday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. has told Russia it must take the first steps to de-escalate violence in eastern Ukraine.
We also think it's very important that we seek the safety and the security of all Ukrainian citizens, regardless of their ethnicity, their nationality, or their religion. This is a fundamental element to Ukraine's sovereignty as well, and the protection of all Ukrainian citizens. I think as long as the parties commit themselves to these goals, I am confident that we can make progress.
Iraq has declared victory over the Islamic State terrorists. It said its army has retaken the city of Mosul. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's office said Sunday he was in the liberated city and congratulated the fighters and people on the victory. Al-Abadi was seen in a video greeting soldiers as they danced in the streets and waved the Iraqi flag. Iraqi officials had been predicting the defeat of ISIS over the past week as forces confined the militants to a small area of Old Mosul. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. A ceasefire has gone into effect in southern Syria. The de-escalation agreement between government forces and rebel groups in the southwest began Sunday at noon local time. The agreement was announced Thursday after a meeting between President Trump and Russian President Putin. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said Sunday morning that the window for a diplomatic solution with North Korea was quickly closing because of its recent test of an intercontinental ballistic missile.
The fact that they launched a ICBM test is hugely dangerous, not just for us, but for so many of our friends in the world.
Haley, speaking on the CBS program Face the Nation, said the U.S. needs to put pressure on North Korea, as does China, which she says has not done enough to limit trade with North Korea. Tens of thousands of people massed in Istanbul Sunday to protest Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's crackdown on critics of his government in the wake of last year's failed military coup. The demonstrators chanted rights, law, justice in support of the main opposition leader, who was completing a 450-kilometer walk from the capital Ankara after a lawmaker from his party was imprisoned in June. It was the biggest protest in several years against Erdogan, whose government has arrested more than 50,000 people and dismissed at least 100,000 civil servants that he has characterized as supporters of the aborted coup. Turkey claims the coup was led by a cleric, Fethullah Gulen, who has been living in self-imposed exile in the United States for almost 20 years. Gulen denies any involvement. And firefighters are battling wildfires across the U.S. West Coast state of California, as the state also experiences record-breaking temperatures. Saturday's 35 degrees Celsius high temperature in Los Angeles in Southern California broke a 131-year-old record that was set in 1886. The National Weather Service said the heat wave is the result of a strong, upper-level, high-pressure system centered over the desert southwest. Officials say a nearly 7,700-hectare wildfire in northern Santa Barbara County is only 10% contained. The high temperatures and the outbreak of the fires follows California's recent recovery from a drought. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.